6 minutes past 7. Here, what it says in the papers, is Fiona Kelly.
Bank of Ireland has made an exploratory approach to Davy about the possibility of doing a deal should the stockbroking firm seek to find a buyer as it grapples with the fallout from last week's central bank fine and rebuke. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that pressure is mounting on the government to launch a full state inquiry after a potential 20,000 suspicious cases of illegal birth registrations were discovered in a review undertaken by TUSLA and the Adoption Authority of Ireland. Aoife Moore reports that the review, which was commissioned by the government in 2019 following evidence of illegal birth registrations in the files of the St Patrick's Guild Adoption Society, advises against a full government inquiry, noting that it could cause more trauma to adopted people, although the government has not ruled out an inquiry. The Irish Independent leads with the line that 1 in 8 of all COVID-19 cases has been in children and teenagers under the age of 18. Lobby TDs over mass. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail over a statement issued by the Catholic Bishops of Ireland encouraging parishioners to lobby their TDs and local representatives to have the number of people who can attend funerals increased immediately. The Irish Daily Star leads with the 2-month jail sentence given to a man for refusing to wear a face mask in Navan Shopping Centre in December. 27-year-old Martin Stokes, who has 15 previous convictions, pleaded guilty to the offence at Meath District Court yesterday. Yesterday's admission by the HSE that delays in getting vaccines into the country means that the government will miss its target date to roll out 1.2 million vaccinations generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. Recollections may vary. That's the lead headline in the Irish Sun, alongside a picture of Queen Elizabeth and Meghan Markle joking together in happier times. That picture is also carried on the front of today's Independent, and indeed all of today's papers report on the statement issued by the Queen yesterday, saying that she was saddened by the racism claims made by the Duchess in her interview this week, and that although some recollections may vary, they will be addressed by the royal family privately. Northern Ireland's Nightingale Hospital, which is located in Belfast City Hospital, is to be transformed into a centre for cancer operations as part of a plan to tackle the massive backlog caused by the pandemic. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. The Belfast Telegraph leads with Northern Ireland Economy Minister Diane Dodds' failed attempt to allow independent florists to open on a click-and-collect basis. Back in the front of the Independent, Philip Ryan reports on Labour Party TD Éan O'Riordan's criticism of Housing Minister Dara O'Brien for embarking on a 9-county tour of the country during the current lockdown to announce government grants for regeneration projects. And finally, Valerie O'Sullivan's picture on the front of today's Times features 2 one-day-old kid goats who were born at Muckross Traditional Farms in Killarney, County Kerry, and who we're told have been named Jack and Jill.
Of course they have, kidding about. Thanks a million. That's Fiona there at 9 minutes past 7.